It's here and now. And on this Martin Luther King Day, the New York State Museum is opening an online exhibit featuring a speech by Dr. King that hasn't been heard in more than 50 years.
We must all maintain faith in the future and believe that the American dream can and will become a reality. This is my faith.
King gave the 1962 speech to the New York State Civil War Centennial Commission, and in it he patiently reviews the unfinished history of civil rights in America. And continuing that effort has long been the driving force for major groups such as the NAACP that work to end race-based discrimination in all aspects of American life, legal, social, even in the world of entertainment. For example, in the 1960s, in response to the way African Americans were depicted in film, the NAACP created the Image Awards to recognize outstanding black artists. But this year, several Image Award nominees are white, including Robin Thicke, known for his summer hit Blurred Lines. That leads NPR's TV critic Eric Deggans to ask, in whose image should the NAACP Image Awards really be? Eric joins us now. Hi there.
Hi.
So, Eric, first of all, before we get your answer to that very provocative question, give us some context for the Image Awards. Why and when were they first started?
Well, the NAACP has a long history of advocating for fairer and less stereotypical images of black people in media. They crusaded against Amos and Andy when that show was on TV in the 1950s, and that started a tradition of advocacy that led to them establishing the Image Awards in 1967 to bestow honors among films, TV, records, music artists who uplifted the image of African Americans in modern society.
Mm-hmm. So it began with a very clear mission. But tell us about some of the nominees this year that have drawn particular attention.
Well, you mentioned Robin Thicke, who is a Caucasian male who works in the R&B world and has been nominated. Justin Timberlake is another who's been nominated. And those nominations are controversial not just because they're not black, but also because they're artists who have received widespread mainstream pop success by doing music that's mostly based on black-centered idioms, mm-hmm. right? These are guys who are R&B and sort of splashes of hip-hop and dance in what they do. All these idioms that black Americans have pioneered, and now these white performers have sort of achieved pop success in that realm, and I think some people are wondering, should the Image Awards be recognizing that and by nominating them and possibly giving them an award?
Well, what's your answer to that question, Eric?
My answer to that question in part is I'd like to ask the NAACP why they nominated them. I believe in inclusion. So I like seeing artists who are white but working in idioms that are generally considered black to be recognized and included with all the other folks who are doing those things. But the troubling thing that rises is when you see those artists get accolades in lieu of or instead of people of color who are also pioneering in those fields. My suspicion is that Robin Thicke and Justin Timberlake won't necessarily win awards. There's also a cynical component to this, of course, this being Hollywood, people wondering that perhaps these guys were nominated because they're very popular, and if they actually come to the award ceremony, then when the show is broadcast on TV1, the cable channel, more people will watch because they're involved. And so there's a wondering out there that perhaps there's a cynical component to their nomination as well.
Well, personally, I can't blame anyone who has that form of cynicism because business interests are always very close to these award ceremonies. But let me just kind of sort of gently play devil's advocate here. Could we possibly be seeing the NAACP really formally recognizing what's basically a trend that's as old as the hills, that black artists create and nurture certain art forms which are then admired, loved, and adopted by white performers who push it all into the mainstream, that what the NAACP is doing here is perhaps not recognizing the artists, but the impact of the art forms as a whole?
Most certainly you could make that argument. What's interesting to note, if you sort of think about this in a macro view, hip-hop is an area of pop music where they very consciously held on to black ownership of what went on. The top artists in hip-hop are still mostly black. The top producers are still mostly black. The independent record companies are still mostly black controlled. There was a sense that I think people in hip-hop saw what happened to rock and roll, they saw what happened to blues, and they said, this is not going to happen to our music. When people see that Robin Thicke and Justin Timberlake are nominated for these awards, they wonder, is there an erosion of that happening? And do you need to worry about that? Because, again, the whole point of the Image Awards was to encourage people to see positive black images. And if the NAACP is suddenly saying the hottest R&B act is a white guy, you have to wonder what image that presents of people of color and artists who are working in that genre.
What do you think this says about the NAACP as an organization and how it sees itself today? Are these nominations of the Image Awards sort of showing the shift in the purpose of the NAACP itself?
I think this is just a reflection of how the NAACP's mission in general has become more complex, because we're a much more multicultural society, and our challenges, I think, are much more complex and much more intertwined than they used to be even, say, 10 years ago. It's a good thing, really, because it's a progression in equality, but it's also a different kind of challenge, and the NAACP has to sort of, and other civil rights organizations, have to figure out how to meet that challenge in a different way.
And yet, Eric, I mean, there's still such a long ways to go, especially in the world of pop culture and entertainment. I mean, for example, we just had a conversation about Saturday Night Live getting around to hiring a black female cast member for the first time in 6 seasons. So pop culture and entertainment, they're a reflection of how society chooses to see itself. So is this not reason enough for the NAACP to hone even closer to the original mission of what the Image Awards are all about?
Well, I think what it is it shows that the NAACP has to be careful when it does step outside of the box in these nominations, to ask itself what the unintended message may be of nominating a Robin Thicke or nominating a Justin Timberlake. You look at the Oscars, for example, it's 2014, and an African-American or a black person still has not won a Best Directing Oscar. We're on the cusp of maybe seeing that with Steve McQueen nominated for 12 Years a Slave. And I think a Latino man has not won a directing Oscar either. And we're on the cusp of that with Alfonso Cuarón with Gravity. So we have these weird benchmarks that we would have assumed have been met a long time ago, but they still haven't been made in pop culture. And that's why I think critics like me are constantly looking at these issues and asking these questions that make people uncomfortable sometimes, because they're important and they reflect larger conflicts, larger fissures in society. This isn't just about who gets an Image Award. This is about how civil rights organizations pursue equality in the modern age. And that's what makes this question so exciting.
Eric Deggans is NPR's TV critic. Eric, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.